Hello, this is, again, Derek Shapiro. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode number 14, debuting on June 15th. We're recording it from the AIDS Project, Rhode Island, 20th annual walkathon. Right now I have Mayor David N. Cicilline, honorary chairperson of the AIDS Walk, and Karen Adams from WPRI Channel 12 in Fox Providence. How are you both doing today?
Great. We're doing very nice. I was just checking out the poster. I see my picture is below the mayor. I don't know. I'm not happy.
Of course, my name is misspelled, so it's, you know.
Oh, no.
Everything's equal.
My name is spelled correctly, but I get bottom billing.
Yes, I see that.
I always make a mistake, you know. I think I made a mistake when Cotty's Brothers came on my show last time, you know. So tell me, you've both been doing this show, this walk for a long time.
Yeah, we've done a lot of shows. We've taken this show on the road a few times.
No, actually, this is the 20th anniversary of the walk. It continues to be the largest fundraiser for AIDS Project Rhode Island. Karen has been the honorary chair of this walk for 20 years,
probably,
I think.
Probably close to 20 years. I can take you through various walks and where we've walked through the east side and many years.
I remember when I was on the east side of India Point Park.
I was too young 20 years ago to be chair of anything, but.
well, you're only 25, right?
Exactly.
And Karen, you're only about 35, right? 25?
She was a 15-year-old chair.
I was a child prodigy at that time, a youngest anchor woman in the country.
Yeah.
Made that up.
Now tell me.
Test 1-2.
You saw this walk when it was on the east side of Providence. You did it when it started at the train station, you know. Remember the old train station? What walk do you like the best? Do you like the Roger Mills Park walk, or do you like when it was on the east side the best?
Well, the park is really beautiful. This is one of the most beautiful parks in the country, and I think actually it's a great opportunity, in addition to raising money for AIDS Project Rhode Island, raising public awareness about the fight still against HIV and AIDS. It's also a wonderful time to introduce many people to this park. It's amazing the number of people come to the walk who are walking through Roger Williams Park for the first time, so I think it's great here in the park.
Right.
All right, I have an opinion. Oh, how surprising. And I know you're promoting the park, but I remember when we used to start from India Point Park.
Yes.
We would stand there, and that hillside was covered with people.
Yes.
And teams, and you'd look up, and everybody had a different colored T-shirt representing their team. It was just this beautiful flag of people, and we would walk through the east side, and people made it a day. And I remember we would stop at people's homes and have a little Bloody Mary and walk up. But it was a great day. I mean, people were so involved and so caring about this cause, and to me,
sure.
I feel like, well, it's changed a little bit over the years, and I'm sorry for that, because
sure.
It was a wonderful, time of being united in one particular
exactly.
cause, and we really, everybody cared about each other, but it also was just an incredible day and a lot of fun. It
sure.
was really a lot of fun.
And that's what it was 6 miles back in the day. Remember when it was 6 miles?
It was a long walk, and yeah. I used to be at one of the stops and cutting oranges and pouring
yes.
water. I sliced up my hand. It was terrible.
Now tell me.
Karen's right, actually. You know, as I think back of those walks that started at
sure.
Indian Point Park, it was actually a much longer day. People sort
sure.
of did the walk and then stayed there and hung out and listened to music. And
sure.
Here, I think people come and do the walk and then they sort of are done. So
sure.
it's different.
Now tell me, be honest yeah. with me, both of you. Who walks faster? Did you ever have a contest who could finish faster between the both of you?
Well, no, we haven't actually, but clearly I'm an athlete.
Really?
Although Karen plays golf, so I don't know. No.
So
I'm like 15, 20 years younger, so I would expect that I would be able to run more
quickly. I'm starting
to
let
Karen answer that one.
I'm starting war between Karen Adams and the mayor.
We'll go out on the golf course. I will beat you. We'll go on the tennis courts. I will beat you.
I play tennis
court.
Too.
You name the sport, I will beat you.
Walking is the only thing that I can beat Karen Adams at.
Well, I play tennis too, you know. Now do you do walking on your off time, you know, and how many miles do you do on your off time?
I actually don't walk, but I run 3 days a week.
Really? And how many
60
miles
minutes.
Do you go?
Oh, I don't know. I do 60 minutes.
And whereabouts do you go?
Gold's Gym.
Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
You don't walk around the neighborhood?
No.
No? Really? And what
no.
about you? How
he
many
miles?
He
cannot be walking around the neighborhood. He's the mayor. Oh. People will be harassing him.
Like
there's
me.
There's a crack in my sidewalk. The trash needs to be picked up.
I don't think of that as people harassing me. There would be many opportunities to serve and to provide, you know, high quality services to residents of my city.
Sure. And how many miles do you walk a day?
Let's see. If I from the newsroom to the studio is about 56 paces. So let me see. I don't know. I'd walk my dog. So we go down to Lincoln Woods. We walk there. That's 2.5 miles around.
Sure,
so,
sure.
The most important thing is we walk for the AIDS Project Rhode Island.
That's good.
Walk for life.
Really, we're off the topic here. Yeah,
and tell me, too, what has been part of the AIDS walks for so long, for you know, so many years? What does this mean to you, being here for the 20th annual walkathon for so long?
My first involvement with any of the projects, and I guess I think back to remember when we brought the AIDS quilt to Brown University, and it was there, and we all read some names, and we were also given the opportunity to read the names of some people that we had lost personally.
Right.
And it just touched me that day because I had lost some friends that I had known for many years through theater.
Yep.
And so because of that, in their memory forever, I will be involved in this project.
Sure.
Because they were wonderful, wonderful people. And we lost them. And we've lost so many
yes.
incredibly talented people over the years. I never forget that, and that's
sure.
why I'll always be.
Sure.
I think that's right. It's actually a day every year, and obviously when you've lost friends or family members, you remember them throughout the year, but it really is one day, I think, when you sort of recount in your mind all of the wonderful people that have been lost to this terrible disease. It's also a strong reminder that the fight against HIV and AIDS is not anywhere near over, that it
sure.
continues to be a scourge and a public health crisis, and the cause of the death of many young people, many old people, men, women, gay, straight, but that it continues to be a serious public health crisis in this country and in this world. And so I think when you've lived with the disease as we have as a society, when it's been around for so long, people may sort of think, oh, isn't that sort of not an issue anymore? And I think
sure.
the walk is a reminder to people that the work continues, the advocacy continues, the fight continues, because this disease continues to be a scourge on our community.
Sure. Well, I want to thank you for joining
thank
me
you.
Today. I lose yourself with the Derek Chappelle
Show. I
want
to make one final note that in addition to misspelling my name on the post with Karen Adams, they have described me as a radio personality.
Yes.
Yes, radio personality.
Oh, no,
David.
No. That's Tad O'Brien.
Well, you are a personality, though.
Yes,
so
yes.
there you go.
You said television personality with Karen.
Well, you could always.
Then you would have been happy.
Exactly.
Well, you could always co-host a show with me anytime you want.
Thank you.
Yes.
Derek, thank you very much
thank
for having
you,
both of us. Thank you.
Thank
it's a pleasure.
You very much.
Thank
you.
Great in person. You look very great in person. Yes.
It's the hat.
That's what they all say. Okay, we're going to be playing a song now. I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on the 20th annual AIDS Walk. And
let's see.
We're playing, that's one, Carrie Underwood, and track number seven over here on the CD. And it's called Before He Cheats. So I'm going to get this queued up over here. I'll lose yourself. Alexander Entertainment Radio. Jack. Hello, Jack. How are you doing today? Jack is on the microphone.
Hey, Derek.
Yes.
I'm fine.
And how are you doing this on this fine 20th annual walkathon?
I'm fine. We got half the system running at the moment.
That's good. Oh, we have Pete Carty over here, too. Pete, come to the Derek Shapiro Show again. How does it feel to be on this 20th annual walkathon today?
It's 20 years. It's been a great ride so far. Everybody's doing great. We have a lot of people here today, so anyone who hears us, come on down. And if you haven't had a chance to come on down, we encourage you to send in donations to AIDS Project Rhode Island. It's a wonderful time. And it's a great organization. So
great. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining the Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show again. Yes, thank you. And we have John over here, too, from Alley's Entertainment. How does it feel to be over here today?
Hey, good. Yeah. Feels good.
That's awesome. All right. And here is Carrie Underwood over here. And, okay, here is Carrie Underwood. We're going to be putting this in the CD player. Track number seven. Okay, I'm going to get queued up here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. We got Darren coming up, and he's part of the AIDS Project. And after we come back from commercial, and we're going to be getting, we get Stephen Hogan back on here, too, a little bit later. But we got Darren. But I interviewed Stephen before, so even if you don't get a chance, well, we will. Yes, we will get. We're going to play Carrie Underwood right now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Right now, he's probably probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. From a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Reality V-Source Music Management and Ambitious Records presents hip-hop R&B singer Rola at the Venue Lounge at 1046 Charles Street. Yes, I said the Venue Lounge at 1046 Charles Street, right near the middle of Spring Avenue intersection in North Providence, Rhode Island. $5 at the door, Saturday, June 23rd, 2007. Yes, Saturday, June 23rd, 2007 at 9 p.m., followed by DJ Jerry, who spins the hottest music all night long. Hosted and sponsored by Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. For more info, please visit RollerZone. Yes, www.rollerzone.com. Again, www.rollerzone.com. Join me for my next show next month, July 15th, 2007 at 8 p.m. right here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Yes, this is when we recorded back in March at the First Annual Chili Cook-Off. Appearances by Neil Salisbury and Mrs. Rhode Island 2007. Yes, Renee McNeil. And Rola is going to be helping me out too. That's back from what I did in March, but next month airing. Three-part show, part A, part B, part C. On July 15th, 2007 at 8 p.m. right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I am hungry right now for Vietnamese food. You know where I'm going to go for that? Yes, Faux Paradise. That's Faux Paradise at 337 Broad Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 337 Broad Street in Providence, Rhode Island, right next to Dunkin' Donuts. Their business hours are Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Call them at 401-369-7990. Again, 401-369-7990 for Vietnamese authentic restaurant, Faux Paradise at 337 Broad Street in Providence, Rhode Island. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. We're not live today, of course. We're taping it today on the AIDS Walk. Of course, it's going to be airing June 15th on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Oh, gee, no, I better not go outside and do that because it's feedback. So we can't do that, Roll. That was Roller's idea. Roller's going to be coming up over here. I got to point you out. I got to embarrass her because Rolla's my wife, too, you know. She's all embarrassed, hiding her hat. Here at Alexander Entertainment Radio, Jack and John are over here. I just interviewed Mayor Cicilline before and Karen Adams from Channel 12. So you got to hear it June 15th. All this is going to be, you know, out on my website. And you could hear yourselves, you know, in the background noise. And this is my first time broadcasting live out in location. So this is cool, you know what I'm saying? Right, Rolla?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, we got Darren. What's your last name now, Darren? Oh, wait, hold on. The microphone's not on. Whoa, the microphone's not on. Hold on.
Wells. Wells. His name is Wells.
Wells. Okay. Okay. Okay, one microphone's not working, so we got to share this one. Okay, we're just going to share this one. So tell me, Darren, now what do you actually do for the AIDS Project Rhode Island?
I run the Speakers Bureau, and basically that's a group of HIV-positive individuals that go to mostly high schools, but other venues, some middle schools, some colleges, other places, to talk about what it's like to live with HIV. And we find that introducing somebody who has HIV and making that personal connection to the disease makes a much bigger impact than other kinds of education do.
Now tell me, when were you diagnosed with HIV?
1999.
And tell me about you. You go around different high schools and colleges, and how often do you go? Once a week, once a month, every day?
Well, it's different during different times of the year. Like right now is a pretty busy time of the year because they're wrapping things up. Like December is also a really busy time of the year because of World AIDS Day. But then the summer is really slow. Early part of the year is really slow. It just depends on when people can fit us into their curriculum.
So you do you pretty much do that, and then in addition to that, tell me about what is it like living with HIV? What do people don't know about that you deal with, and what does it feel like for you?
Well, it really is a mixed bag. In some ways, it's easier than I thought it would be because there really is actually a lot of support for us, which I appreciate, but it's harder at the same time because it takes constant vigilance. We've got to really be paying attention to our body constantly. You got to take our medication on time every single day, that kind of thing. In terms of people's awareness, I find like people have just really forgotten about it in a lot of ways. You know, 10 years ago was a much bigger issue and people were much more aware of it. And I think between there being better drugs to deal with HIV, so it's not an automatic death sentence for everybody, and people just getting worn out, that it's not really at the front of people's minds as much as maybe it should be.
Why do you think that it's not on the forefront anymore like it used to be?
Well, because we don't have the same level of death, I guess, from it, you know, right in our faces like it was in the late 80s, early 90s. There are still people dying all over the world, but we don't see that as much in the U.S.
Tell me about, now, you do this full-time, of course, going to different schools, of course. And tell me about the experiences that the audience gets from when you speak. You know, tell me about their reaction.
Well, for the most part, they're very respectful. They listen very closely. A lot of them are kind of in shock when they hear what somebody goes through when they live with HIV, how sick you can get, how bad it can get. The questions are really very respectful. I mean, even in places where you wouldn't necessarily expect, you know, the people to be very respectful, they always are. I've never had a bad experience. The worst thing that I've had was disinterest, and that's only happened maybe once.
And So let's see, what other questions do I have? So primarily your job over there at the AIDS Project is, what other duties do you have other than going to schools? Do you have any other, you know, point of duties at the AIDS Project?
For me personally, that's what I do. There are other branches of the education department. We have a Latino outreach. We have a program where we go to a bathhouse and we do HIV testing and screening. And referrals to healthcare practitioners if somebody does test positive. But my role is basically to go out and just talk about what it's like to live with HIV.
All right. Well, I do thank you for joining me today, Darren. And you've been a pleasure. And anything else you want to add before, you know, the next speaker, before the speaker?
Brain fart moment. Sorry. I just really appreciate the interview, and I appreciate everybody that's come out today to support the project, because it's really important, I think, the work that we do, both in educating the community and in taking care of the needs of people that are HIV positive. And it's really difficult, you know, the funding is really difficult because it's, you know, government support has been inconsistent. So, you know, efforts like this, the private donations, really are important. And I appreciate every single person that's walking today and every single person who's made donations.
So do you think that there's going to be more involved with the government now? And if so, how can we get the government more involved as well?
Well, I think that anybody can lobby. And I think it's really important, you know, part of your role as a citizen is not just to vote, but also to keep in touch with your elected representatives and make sure that they're doing what you want them to do. Their doors are always open. People don't realize that. So that you can have a much bigger impact than you think you can, making sure, you know, to help guide the agenda.
And all right, well, I do thank you very much for joining me today, Darren, again, from AIDS Project Rhode Island. Darren Wells, I like that. Yes, it goes good. So DW. Actually, that's funny because I know somebody. Yeah. I know some of the DW record label, Ashley, and so DW goes together. So now we can say you're president of DW Productions. No. All right. Well, I do thank you for joining me again here on the 20th annual walk. There's another question you have that popped in my mind, Darren. How many years have you been doing this walk? Did you do this walk even before you found out you had HIV?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I wasn't very involved or very aware before I got HIV. But this is the third year that I've done the walk, and it's been a really good experience for me.
What? Oh, that's another question. See, doing this, like, you know, over here on the AIDS Walk, it's really not scripted. You got to go with the flow. Of course, you're going to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. But tell me, what things do you like to do for fun, like on your spare time?
Oh, dear.
Did you shoot deer?
No. I just said, oh, dear.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear.
Well, I do some writing, and I have a blog on LiveJournal.
What do you write about?
It started off as a blog to keep track of my experience. I started it when I left my job. I used to work for an airline.
What airline?
U.S. Air.
is this back in 1999?
Yeah, it was actually in 2002 when I left U.S. Air. I tried to keep my job after I got my diagnosis, but my body just really wasn't up to it. So when I left my job, I started this blog. And I write about a lot of stuff in there.
And what did you used to do for U.S. Air?
Customer service agent.
Really? Awesome, awesome.
I was the guy that you yelled at when the flight was running late or, you know, when you lost your bag.
Really? Well, with you being customer service, you can be on my show sometime. All right. Stephen Hogan says it's ready for the commentaries. I'm going to get some guest speakers over here. Nick Ronan Picardi, of course. The Mayor of Sicily is going to be speaking. Oh, okay. Someone else is going to be reading the script. We have a... I know. Okay. So we got... the walk's going to be starting pretty soon. We got guest speakers over here that's going to be using the Alexander Entertainment Radio equipment over here. And here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And this can be broadcast on June 15th on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we got Karen Adams here, Mayor Cicilline, the Cotties Brothers, Stephen Hogan, AIDS Project Rhode Island. And everybody's having a great time today. You know, hopefully the rain was coming down a little bit before, but now it fizzled down. And we got Rolla here. Rolla's going to be singing Rolla. What are you going to be singing? Two songs today? What's, or three songs? How many songs are you going to be singing today?
Howard, songs?
How many songs are you going to be singing today? One or two or three?
I think two.
You have 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to sing.
Well, I'll do an acapella and then, yeah.
You should do Love Jones, right? You do Love Jones?
You already played that song.
Oh, really? Well, Rolla, of course, my former co-host over here at the Derek Shapiro Show. I have her on so many times as a guest. And again, this is going to be airing June 15th, of course, episode number 14, Alexander Entertainment. And it's going to be having a great time, everybody. Oh, I guess it's feedback over here. Let me hear everybody. Is everybody having a great time out there? Yes, great. Here are the 20th Animal Walk, AIDS Walk, Rhode Island.
Test 1, 2.
All right, that's Jack over here. And testing the microphone out over here before everybody speaks here. And the 20th Annual AIDS Walk Run. I'll give yourselves a round of applause for coming out today. Yes. We still got feedback over here a little bit. And recording it. This is the essence of recording live out on the field, not in the studio today. So this is cool, you know what I'm saying?
And how far should I go away?
Oh, Rolla's testing out how far you should go away. Go outside to the water. Go outside to the water. No, I'm kidding. Don't go outside to the water.
I'm going to interview some people.
Oh, you're going to interview some people? Okay, Rolla's going to interview some people. Rolla's going to help me. Rolla's me out. Who are you going to interview, Rolla?
These girls sitting on the ground. So you ready for the walk?
Wait, we're going to put it low. I guess they're doing the commentating over there. I'm going to play some music on this radio show over there. And I guess they're speaking over there. They're using their equipment over there. I don't know why. Oh, you're going to be singing over there. That's great. Okay. Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to stop recording for now. Can we stop the recording process for now? Wait. Can you continue pick up the recording process? Like once you stop recording, can it continue? I can. Okay. You can pause it. Okay. We're going to pause it and come back. Hang on, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Radio Show.
Answering machine, now that I'm alone, cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone, and I know it makes no sense, cause you walked out the door, but it's the only way I hear your voice anymore. It's ridiculous, it's been months, for some reason I just can't get over us, and I'm stronger than it. Enough is enough, no more walking around with my head down. I'm so over being blue, crying over you. And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow. So why can't I turn off the radio? Gotta change that calendar I have. That's March, July 15th. Because since there's no more you, there's no more anniversary. I'm so fed up with my thoughts of you and your memory. Now every song reminds me of how it used to be. That's the reason I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow. So why can't I turn off the radio? I'm turning off the radio, cause I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow, so why can't I turn off the radio? Alright, I'm gonna do the acapella. I'll
I'll do it a cappella. Thank you. I'll do one more. I'm doing one more. I'm doing one more an acapella. It's called First Day. First day I heard you said hello. I'm walking by and I looked at you with a smile across the world. Your eyes, my eyes don't lie. They tell a story like how God knows your soul. That eye contact was for real, and what I felt was for sure. You can't tell me I'm wrong, 'cause what you did and said was strong. No, wait, no, you're the one. You're such in denial. Thank you. Have a nice walk. Yeah.
All right, that was Rolla one more time. Get up for Rolla one more time. All right, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Go visit our www.rollazone.com. The 20th annual AIDS Walk is already. And I guess we're going to be kicking over to them now. All right. So before you just heard Rolla, we're kind of like doing back and forth of recording. Of course, we're not live. Of course, it's going to be June 15th on the www.derekshapiroshow.com. We got Brian Mulhern here from Coast 93.3 WSNE. You have me on your show, so I'm reciprocating. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Derek. It's great to be here. I haven't seen you since Newport Creamery in Garden City with the lovely Rolla and her beautiful singing voice. She did very well today as well. Yeah, a little round of applause for Rolla there.
Thank you. And we got Ron Cotty again, and you were on my show last time, and you're going to be on my show over Quest now. And tell me about how it's special over here, being the 20th annual walk.
Well, what's special about it is that the people keep coming back. And, you know, what's not special is that this shredded disease is still here. So we just need people to donate and support it so we can continue to fight it and hopefully make it disappear.
Sure. And it's so great, the powerful of Coast 93.3, Cotty's Furniture, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, RollerZone.com, Channel 12, Fox 64, and we're having a big walk this year. I think it's bigger than last year. What do you think?
Oh, it's great. Definitely more people here than last year. It's going to be a great day for it because the sun isn't beating on their head, and we're just happy to see all the people come out and support it.
Sure. And great with you being here and now being here. Are you doing the walk or just your partner Tad's doing the walk now?
Well, Tad is getting a head start because Tad is a little slower than I am. I'm in terrific shape, so I figured I'd give him like 20 minutes to go, then I'll join him and beat him in the end.
Well, I don't know if you should start a war because I asked Mayor Cicilline before in the beginning of my show, okay? And I asked Karen Adams who could walk faster, and Mayor Cicilline said that he's a bit younger, so he said he could walk faster than Karen, so I may start a war between them. So, but now, who could walk faster between the Cotty's brothers, you, Pete, or Nick?
Well, it's definitely Peter. Peter walks a lot. I'm the slowest. I'm the turtle. But but we'll give it to Pete. He'll win.
But Ron, that hasn't always been the story with Pete. Let's not kid ourselves, right? He looks great, by the way. It's unbelievable the weight that he's lost over the years.
Yes. And I want to thank you guys for being on my show again. Brian, and you're on what times are you on WSNE in the morning?
The show is from 5 to 10. At 9, it becomes your at-work music station, so you won't hear me as much. But that may be more of a reason to tune in, to be perfectly honest with you.
And then after that, you can tune into the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, right? And of course, I want to thank you. And, of course, everybody after the AIDS walk is could probably go to Cotty's Furniture, buy a nice love seat. Right?
Absolutely. We're open all the time, so we never shut.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. Thank you much, Brian Mulhern. And we're here at Alexander Entertainment, of course, radio. And we're interviewing everybody today at the 20th Annual AIDS Walk. And we'll be playing a song now, and we'll be playing Mondo, Leaving Home Tonight, off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Rolla wants to sing along with this.
Children go when they're thrown out of their very own home. Nowhere to run, no place to hide. door, turn off my light. Goodbye home, I'm leaving you tonight. I can't live like this no more, no more. I won't live like this no more, no more. I got so much to do and things to prove. Goodbye home tonight, I leave you. Surrounded by drugs, all my friends working high above. Reality hits me like a thousand nails. I hide my world like the Holy Grail. I don't know what this lasts to me. All I know is I'm packing everything. Be the dog, turn off my light. Goodbye home, I'm leaving you tonight. I can't live like this no more, no more. To do and things to prove. Goodbye home tonight, I leave you. Goodbye home. Now as I pack my bags, it all flashes back. Every door that's been slammed, every wall that's been smashed, it all comes clear. I don't wanna be here. Every day same shit, that's why I must leave it. Yeah, I'm nervous and I'm scared.
Yeah, I know.
Unaware that the life out there, man, it ain't so clear. But my talent is my pride.
I will survive.
If you're hungry for authentic Vietnamese cuisine and you're in the Brown University area, go visit Fanatic Restaurant. Yes, at 165 Angel Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 165 Angel Street in Providence, Rhode Island. You can call them at 401-454-6099. Again, 401-454-6099. Or go visit them at www.fonatic-usa.com. Again, www.phonatic-usa.com. Their business hours are 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. You can eat in or take out. They accept Visa, American Express, MasterCard, or Discover. So Fanatic Restaurant, authentic Vietnamese cuisine. Woonsocket Collectible Authorities. Everything from sports cards, wax supplies, packs, singles, Magic, The Gathering, UGO, NASCAR diecast, hats and shirts. Buy, sell, and trade. Go visit them at 575 Cumberland Hill Road in the Little General Plaza. Yes, Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Again, 575 Cumberland Hill Road, Little General Plaza in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. You can call them at 401-356-4001. 401-356-4001, Woonsocket Collectible Authorities. Boy, it is hot out here. I need to get some ice cream. You know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go to Woonsocket Ice Cream at 986 Social Street. Yes, Woonsocket Ice Cream. 986 Social Street. You could call them at 401-356-4554 to find out if they have your favorite flavor. I'm sure they do. So go to Woonsocket Ice Cream at 986 Social Street in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you and say hi to Nick, my good friend. private appliance, service sales, new used scratch and dent, a price to fit all your needs, go to 239 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Again, 239 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 412-322-9090. Again, 412-322-9090. Refrigerators, stove, dishwashers, disposals, washers, dryers, microwaves, space heaters, ACs. So go see my friend over there at Private Appliance. Tell them that Lou just said with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Again, we're back here at broadcasting from the 20th Annual AIDS Walk,
test
Rhode Island.
Two.
And with Alexander Entertainment.
Testing.
Jack and John's over here. Jack's testing out the mobile microphone, of course, over here from the we're broadcasting from the carousel here at Roger Williams Park. The first time, Jack. Isn't this cool, Jack?
This is cool.
Yes.
The park's cool.
The park's cool. The rain's not coming down anymore.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. It's sprinkling a little bit. But that's the essence of doing the radio over here. We got Stephen Hogan and the photographer over here from the AIDS Project Rhode Island. Stephen Hogan was on my show last time. Stephen, tell me.
Hi.
Yes. You organized a great walk. You organized a great walk. What are you going to do after this walk is all done?
Well, first I pack up everything that's here.
Yes.
And put it into the truck.
Yes. How long does that process take?
Miraculously, yesterday it was only 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
We had
from the AIDS Project.
Yep.
And you brought it here last night too?
No, this morning.
This morning.
At 5 a.m.
Yes. 5 a.m. Now,
5 a.m.
What were you doing all day yesterday? How'd you get
prepared? Packing the truck. Picking up the truck. Yes. Getting all the food and the donations.
And that took 20 minutes?
No, that was a lot longer. The food and donations was an all morning crazy run around to
sure.
as many supermarkets as possible, like Stop and Shop and Shaw's and
sure.
Entenmann's, which donated the food.
Really?
And then organizing with Dunkin' Donuts, who ended up doing our coffee.
Sure.
And our bagels. And
we
our
all
donuts.
Need that from being up late last night.
Yeah, and it's funny, I don't drink coffee, but I've had like 3 cups and I'm bouncing off the wall.
Now tell me, I mean, So are you so glad this is finally over almost and all the preparation is a letdown now?
I'm glad that it's over, but at the same time, it's really sad that we still need to do this.
Yes.
It's really sad that 20 years later, we're still having a walk
sure.
for AIDS awareness and HIV to help the folks that are affected by this. You know, we really need to do our best to make sure that, you know, we don't do this for another 10,
sure.
15, 20 years.
So it would be a blessing, actually, not to have to do this walk again. That's when we know that we accomplished it. Our goal of finding a cure, and then it'll be all set, and then, you know, that would be the true blessing, I think, right?
Yeah, to put me out of work would be the best thing that yes. we could possibly do.
Okay, so that's the goal for next year, to try to put Stephen out of work, even this year, okay? Okay, so the only job you'll have is to work for the Derek Shapiro Show and maybe be my co-host.
Yeah, sure, yes, why yeah. not? Is that an invite?
Yes, that's an invite.
Don't okay. threaten me with a good time.
Yes, I won't. But yeah, I mean, all the great people I spoke today, you know, Karen Adams, Mayor Cicilline, you know, we're all doing for a common goal, you know, Brian Mulhern from Coast 93.3. And of course, Rolla, you know, singing, and all the volunteers over here. How many volunteers did you have today, Ashley, volunteer?
I think there was about 30 in
right.
total. But I mean, like, we've also had volunteers that helped organize certain things earlier.
Sure.
We've had meetings and committee meetings to do everything. We've, you know, it's just been a whole mess of a lot of help.
Right. Sure.
And we can't do it without our volunteers.
Sure.
You know,
so many to like collecting the money from the donations.
Yep. We got registration people. We have people for the incentives, for how much money you raise and the prize that you get. We have, we're also selling some of the stuff.
Sure.
Organizing the food. We also have a prevention table with condoms, lube, all that information.
Sure.
So help to, you know, not spread the disease any further.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you again, Stephen Hogan.
Thank
again.
Thank you.
And
pleasure.
Yes, twice on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Let's go for three.
Yes, yes. Well, don't worry. I'm going to get you for three. You,
all
okay?
Right.
I'm going to call you up one day and say, I need you to, you know, to help me out, you know, and
how
be
was
my
your
call.
Birthday party last night?
It was good. I mean, of course, this has been here June 15th, but it was back in June 2nd. And we partied until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
And you still made it.
You know what the funny part is, okay? Now, the commercial they have in the opening theme song, I left it at the club last night, right? So I had to call my DJ, okay, at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, Dave, Dave producer, of course, Dave Pezza from White Noise Radio, of course, he helped me out too doing the commercials. I did the commercials, you know, a couple of days ago. And I recorded it because usually I record it right that same day at the studio, of course, when you were back in the studio.
Yep.
And so I left the CD at the club last night because I was playing the opening theme for my birthday bash. Of course, I'm going to be 30 And by the time they see us, I'll be 30 already. But how old do I look? Do I look younger than 30? Do I look older?
You look a little bit younger than that. Oh, I'd say 26.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Rolla always teases me. I think she says I always look 50 or 40. You know?
No. She can do that.
Yeah, she can do
that.
That's
part
of
her job.
Yes, yeah. but yeah, so I'll make a long story even longer. I called him up at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, I need, you know, the CD. So I went over there at 7:30 this morning, okay, and he had it in the mailbox, and he had a, you know, just a copy on a CD again, you know, so it was pretty awesome, you know, and that's what things happen, you know, in life, you know.
And that makes the best promos right there.
Exactly.
You should have actually tried to record it right then in that second. You would have been all set.
I know, and then that would have been cool. But
well, someone's pulling me aside, so okay. I need to go.
Well, thank you again, Stephen Hogan. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
You have a great time.
Yes, you too. All right. And again, we're playing, we're going to be playing some more music. And what I want to play next is Love Jones here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. No. See, Rolla says we shouldn't play it again, but before we recorded, Love Jones was played on the radio. So, playing the disc jockey. No, hold on. Okay, where's your CD? I'm going to get Rolla's CD played on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, play track number 10, the last track. And here is going to be Love Jones here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And you know what's cool? Seeing the Doppler radar, the Channel 12 car they have is sponsored by Belize Auto over there.
Live with the Pinpoint Channel 12 News. This is Stephanie Shapiro, a.k.a. Rolla. Yeah.
Yes.
Back
All
in
right.
the studio. See you, Karen Adams.
All right. And here is Rolla with Love Jones here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Things.
Okay, well, I was gonna sing this. Okay.
My fourth one. And another. You must have it tight.
Holds the
break
the
from the bottom up.
From the bottom up.
That godly love.
That got the love.
Like you never.
Like you never.
Crazy.
Crazy love.
It's crazy to me how two lovers live through. Cause nothing in this world
could ever define me and you.
Wanna be with ya. Love to hold you and kiss ya.
Open arms are not closing.
Got that journey together. Guys, chase what's easy. Yeah. Is your stupid lust.
I can hurt because her beauty can't compare to her little brain. She gets used to
cause she's crying.
Cause he left her with kids to feed. Love is so right.
And another.
You must have it tight.
Cause it holds the
foundation so no one can raise the that crown that you built from the
thinking you will not leave. Cause those other girls,
they just don't amount to me.
She needs you, she wants you. You know you got her.
Anything for a player.
It looks like he's leaving, but cause do you know?
I don't care for a shyo. Thinking it's love and it's nothing.
It's my love for Nintendo.
Making plates for a living.
She'll come see and get you out.
Love is so right.
And another.
You must have it tight.
A song with me. Split screen. Yeah, yeah.
Derek Shapiro Show.
We had to go to commercial now.
But we're going to go to commercial now.
And here is the commercial.
Duke Civil Real Estate. Quality service and integrity. Over 18 years of service, so go see my friend, Duke R. Silva, broker, principal, and proprietor.
Yeah.
784 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Again, 784 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His phone number is 401-728-6431. 401-728-6431. Or you can email him at duke@dsre.necoxmail.com. Again, duke@dsre.necoxmail.com. Duke Civil Real Estate, quality service and integrity. In a hair care salon. If you want to go get your hair done at a professional place, go to Anna Hair Care Salon. Their phone number is 401-475-1326. Yeah. Again, 401-475-1326. You can visit them online at www.annahaircare.com. Again, www.annahaircare.com. Go visit them at 1127 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right across from Stop and Shop. Again, 1126 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right across from Stop and Shop. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Van Ghent Sandwich and Stuff. Go visit them at 7A Commerce Street in Westerly, Rhode Island. Again, 7A Commerce Street in Westerly, Rhode Island. Everything from pancakes to crepes to omelets. Oh, yes, they have lunch starting at 11 a.m., breakfast all day long. Hours, Wednesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Close Monday and Tuesdays. So go visit them. Van Ghent Sandwich and Stuff, 7A Commerce Street. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Ani's Full Service Salon. Here, nails, skin, waxing, and massages. Go visit them at 110 Friendship Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right behind Anthony's Jewelers. Again, 110 Friendship Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right behind Anthony's Jewelers. Call her at 401-353-5690. Again, 401-353-5690. Again, Annie's Full Service Salon. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Valari's, America's foremost martial arts center. Go see my friend Jesse Harding. Yes, he's chief instructor and director, MACAGS. Go to 823 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. 823 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. His phone number is 401-847-0184. Again, 401-847-0184. From everything from self-defense and fitness for men and women and children. Go visit him online at www.valarismartialarts.org. Again, www.valarismartialarts.org. Yes, go visit him, Valari's, America's foremost martial arts center. See my friend Jesse Harding. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Decoration Station. We carry a variety of children's clothing for any occasion. Special orders welcome. Baptism, communion, christening, shoes, children's seasonal attire. Home decorations, Portuguese gold, 19.2 carat, bracelets, necklaces, baby charms. Go see my friends, Ed and Irene, again at Decoration Station at 1052 Charles Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right near the Middle Spring Avenue intersection. Again, 1052 Charles Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right near the Middle Spring Avenue intersection. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Again, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call them at 401-475-0761. Again, 401-475-0761. Decoration Station.
Private Appliance Service Sales New Used Scratch and Dent, a price to fit all your needs. Go to 239 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Again, 239 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-232-9090. Again, 401-232-9090. Refrigerators, stoves, dishwashers, disposals, washers, dryers, microwaves, space heaters, ACs. Again, Private Appliance. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. And EP Stereo Plus Incorporated, authorized by TBZ for the distribution of the SLB, FCP, CSP official products, all types of electronics, 220 volts, cell phones for Europe and Africa, Portuguese gold, religious products from Fatima, Portugal, etc. Website, go visit them at www.stereoplus220.com. Again, www.stereoplus220.com. Or go email them at stereoplus220 at AOL.com. Go visit them at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 216 Warren Avenue East Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-434-5320. Again, 401-434-5320. Again, we're here at the 20th Annual AIDS Walk. We're broadcasting over here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Actually, I didn't do that good enough. DerekShapiroShow.com. And I'm going to ask some people over here who's standing over here. Now, are you a volunteer too? Are you a volunteer?
Yes, I am.
Now, what do you do over here for the AIDS Project?
We're not doing much. There ain't too much to do.
What'd you do before?
What? Over here? Oh, nothing.
Are you one of the walkers? Did you walk today?
No, volunteering.
And what'd you do today?
We just volunteering. We're just helping out.
Awesome, awesome. And what are you doing today, part of the volunteering? Are you a volunteer too?
Yes.
What'd you do today?
Whatever they need me to do.
Right. And what tasks do they have you do today?
Today I was working in the volunteer booth, you know, getting the volunteers all situated where they have to be. Yep. And mainly making sure everybody else has an easy job.
Sure. And your name is Brian?
Yes.
Yes. And where are you from?
From Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Pawtucket, Rhode Island. All right. Pawtucket. Actually, I was in Pawtucket last night. I had a birthday bash with my radio show last night. And it was cool. Do you know Broadway in Pawtucket?
I live on Carter Street, right around the corner.
Yeah, the concert was at 5:30 Broadway, so the concert was till 1 o'clock. We came here for 8 o'clock today, so that's cool, you know? So thank you for volunteering today, and people like you make the difference, you know?
Yep, definitely.
And if I can interview you, too, your name is Barbara?
I am Barbara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Woonsocket.
Woonsocket. Oh, okay. Well,
Originally Pawtucket.
I love Woonsocket. A lot of French people in Woonsocket, right?
Yes.
And what brings you out here to do this AIDS project today, be a volunteer?
One of my best friends died from AIDS, so it kind of is in his memory that I try and help out and donate some money as well as work the food booth.
And how many years have you been donating your services over here to this fine charitable event?
My fifth year.
Fifth year? All right. And so what time did you come out this morning?
I was here at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, all right. And you're going to be until like 11:30 to, you know, just serving food, huh?
Just until we clean up. We're pretty much out of food, so we have water left and a few odds and ends, and then we'll be cleaning up.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're going to hear yourselves on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. This will be recorded today. And of course, it's going to be out by June 15th on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. So thank you very much. Barbara and Brian, the bees. And we got Rola over here, of course. And Rola, what are you eating over here, Rola?
My mouth is full, but a Kit Kat bar.
Give me a break. Just give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Now, of course, we got Alexander Entertainment over here, and we got Jack over here, of course. And Jack, tell me, you live not too far from the park, and tell me, how early did you get up today for this event?
I got up at 6 because I did my exercises.
What type of exercises do you do?
I'd like to point something out. We're right near this beautiful Japanese gardens. They spent $500,000 about 3 years ago redoing the Japanese gardens.
Really?
At the park and zoo here.
And it's a nice playground because my daughter, when she comes back at 11:30 over here, there's a nice playground for the kids in the background, you know, over here, right near the Japanese garden. So you could bring your kids to the Japanese garden, go on the carousel. And I feel like going on the carousel too and just broadcasting right from the carousel on the horse. You know, imagine that, if I could go on the horse. Do you work here? If I sit on the horse and bring the microphone, the mobile microphone, I want to broadcast on the horse, okay? Do you have the mobile microphone? I want to do this. I want to do this because we're improvising today. No. I'm gonna pay. I'm a radio guy today, helping out with the AIDS walk today. I'm on the mobile microphone. And we got John over here too. John.
Hey, how's it going, Derek?
You have a radio voice too. You should be my co-host forever. You know what I'm saying? Well, on my next radio show next month. You remember the nice thing we did at the chili cook-off? We're gonna be that's gonna be airing next month on episode number 15 on July 15th. And Jack, I want to ask you one question. What exercise do you do, Jack? In the morning.
Oh, I got a routine of forming sets that I do.
Do you do walking or do you do what do you do?
No, I have a machine.
Really?
I do three of the sets on the machine and one on the floor, leg stretchers.
What type of machine? Treadmill?
It's a dual gym type machine.
Really?
Two-seat machine.
Two-seat machine. What does it do?
I don't lift that much, but I do leg pushers and.
Does it pedal?
A little bit of lefting. No. Oh, there's a pushing type pedal. Yeah.
Really? And that's a machine you go on?
That's one of. Well, it's a. Two-sided machine.
Really? Yeah. Awesome. All right. Now, I'm going to go on with the mobile microphone on the carousel. This is the first time on the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm going to go on the carousel and broadcast from the Derek Shapiro Show. And this is awesome because I had to go around. I'm going to go on the horsey right now. This is awesome. And it's kind of breaking in and out. But we're going to see how this does. I'm coming around quick. And I'm going to be on the horsey on the 20th annual AIDS walk. Let's see. I'm on the bench over here, but that's not good enough. I want to sit on one of the horses, okay? Can you put this on over here too? Can you make a spin? Oh, okay. Now, okay, we're going to try this. And I'm on the horsey right now.
You got to put your seatbelt on over there.
Oh, I got to put my seatbelt on.
You just
now, I'm on the horsey
you're
right now.
Almost 30 now. You know.
I'm almost 30, but by the time this radio show airs, I'm going to be 30. So I don't know how to put the seatbelt on. But anyway, I'm just like retarded of putting the seatbelt on.
You live through the ride.
Oh, it goes the other way. This one goes around over here.
He's actually trying to put it
it's
on.
It's not going to fit me. I'm too big, Rolla. I'm too big, Jack, for this. But anyway, okay, I'm at my own risk.
It's only for children.
Wait, the microphone's not on.
Yes, it is.
It's on.
Oh, okay, what'd you say? I can't hear you.
I said it's only for children.
I'm a big kid.
Yeah, I guess you are.
I eat tricks, okay? Tricks are for kids, okay? Okay, I'm all set. Wait, come over here for a second. I want to interview this guy. You're going to be on the Derek Shapiro Show, okay? And what do you do over here?
Well, I work here.
Are you volunteering your services today for the AIDS Project?
No, I work here.
You work here? You work for the AIDS Project?
No, I work for the carousel area.
Oh, you work for the carousel. And what's actually duties for these horses over here?
What do I do? Yes. Well, I take the tokens from the people and I turn it on.
What type of token?
A token.
For the Newport Bridge?
I have no idea.
Okay, you're going to put it on. And all right, I'm going to go on. And as soon as this starts, we're going to put a song on, and you guys get to pick a song, okay? Now, as soon as I go around, and hold on for 1 second, as soon as I spin around, okay, you can spin. And what's your name again over there? What?
Linton Hernandez.
Linton Hernandez. Where are you from, Providence?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to tell all your friends to listen to you on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. And, all right, I'm going to go around in 2 seconds.
We had a request earlier for Queen, so here we go.
All right, here it is on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on the carousel.
Life is just fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, to me. I
just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, as if nothing really matters.
Will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah. No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
MVP Pizzeria, Old World Brick Oven Pizza, and more. Go visit them at 840 Cumberland Hill Road in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Again, 840 Cumberland Hill Road in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. You can call them at 401-765-3737 or 401-765-6MVP. Again, 401-767-3737 or 401-765-6MVP. Cater your next event with us. Dining room available for up to 30. We deliver open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sundays, 12 noon to 10 p.m. They accept MasterCard, Visa, American Express. Now you can order online. Register online, www.mvppizza.buzz. Again, www.mvppizza.buzz. Going out? Reality Resource Music Management and Ambitious Records presents hip-hop R&B singer Rola at the Venue Lounge at 1046 Charles Street. Yes, I said the Venue Lounge at 1046 Charles Street, right near the Middle Spring Avenue intersection in North Providence, Rhode Island. $5 at the door, Saturday, June 23rd, 2007. Yes, Saturday, June 23rd, 2007 at 9 p.m., followed by DJ Jerry, who spins the hottest music all night long. Hosted and sponsored by Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. For more info, please visit RollerZone. Yes, www.RollerZone.com. Again, www.RollerZone.com. Join me for my next show next month, July 15th, 2007 at 8 p.m. right here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Yes, this is when we recorded back in March at the First Annual Chili Cook-Off. Appearances by Neil Salisbury and Mrs. Rhode Island 2007. Yes, Renee McNeil. And Rola is going to be helping me out too. Yes, that's back from what I did in March, but next month airing. Three-part show, part A, part B, part C. On July 15th, 2007 at 8 p.m. right here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, and home-cooked to order food. Eat in or take out. Welcome to Albert's. In a rush, can't cook? Call in your order. It will be ready when you arrive. Albert's Cafe Catering at 1856 Smith Street in North Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 1856 Smith Street in North Providence, Rhode Island. Call my friend Albert at 401-353-2567. Again, 401-353-2567. Oh, yes. Always Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Again, Tuesday through Thursday through 11 to 9. And, you know, I tried it the other day at Albert's, and I tried the chicken parmesan. It was great with the pasta. So go visit again Albert's. Welcome to Albert's at 1856 Smith Street in North Providence, Rhode Island. Phone number is 401-353-2567. And also, we're here at live at the 20th Annual AIDS Walk. And I want to do another live commercial for a second. The live commercials are awesome. Again, we're here at Alexander Entertainment Radio doing this. And Jack and John are here. Not Jack and Jill. Not Jack and Diane. Jack and John, okay? Alexander Entertainment Mobile Music Service. Call 401-270-1877. Again, 401-270-1877. Neo Retro Band. You can go visit them online at www.alexri.com. Again, www.alexri.com. You can email them at jj292000@yahoo.com. Again, jj292000@yahoo.com. You know, for DJs, for the service, if you need the Neo Retro Band, call them, Jack and John. You know, not Jack and Jill, not Jack and Diane, Jack and John, you know what I'm saying? And on my next radio show, when I broadcasted from the Chili Cook-Off, they were more than gracious to help us out with that event, too. And we're here at the 20th Annual Walk AIDS Walk still. And we have Rola here. Rola has some Morocco's in the hymn.
I got a copy of your CD.
Oh, you just asked for one in here. It appears in my hand.
Now, Rola, you have some Morocco's in your hand for a second. What do you do with these Morocco's?
I think this is like for like merengue and all that stuff, or just.
Let me try it. Merengue. Alexander Entertainment. RollerZone.com. DerekShapiroShow.com.
No, no, stop, stop.
What?
No, not like that.
How does it go?
You gotta be like that. Woohoo! That song. Woohoo! Yeah.
Oh, by Katie Comestible.
Katie Tunster. Okay. Now, we're going to play another song. Here is Neil Salisbury, the last track on this CD. Oh, no, wait, hold on. Before we get to Neil Salisbury. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna get that. Before we get to the last track. Before we get to the last track. Okay. Before we continue, we're going to go with Part B of this radio show, of the 20th Annual AIDS Walk. I'm going to take a break and join me on Part B, okay? We're going to cut this off right now.